All right, Coach Doug Newton, double overtime win here over Cam. What was that one like to be a part of?
Oh, kind of a grinder. We maybe could have executed a little bit at different times. We didn't finish up either one of those overtimes like I thought we could have maybe. We're kind of supposed to be one of those veteran ball clubs who played a lot of minutes. We gotta start looking like it. But, you know, we told the guys in the locker room, actually Coach Sanistapen mentioned it, that some nights it's a grinder like this, and that's what it was. So kind of a total group effort. We had a couple guys that were sick, and you could kind of tell. And the fouls mounted up, and we were able to play through that. Got down there in the overtimes for the first time the whole almost the whole game, and kind of had a response to those each time. So again, you just found a way to win. You know, kind of a play there at the end we ran, really hadn't run it at all yet this year, and certainly not with Derek Comas in that spot. But he got downhill and they had to help, and he found Easton, and Easton knew what to do. So
both teams made a lot of clutch free throws. You're probably sitting over there wondering if Cam was ever going to miss, but you guys stepped up and did pretty well at the line too. How important was that for you guys?
Well, they all count. People don't seem to worry about the ones that happened in the first half, but they certainly do, obviously. We kind of pride ourselves on trying to get to the line and make more free throws than the opponent attempts. I don't believe that was the way it was tonight, but you know, like I said, we had some guys to really step up there. You know, pressure. That, you know, there's a big crowd tonight. Probably the biggest crowd we'll play in till tournament time. You know, except for maybe when Cam comes to Elkhorn, they always bring a huge crowd. That's great. But told the guys to kind of, you know, build off the electricity in the gym and don't get too high, don't get too low. And I thought we did a pretty good job of handling that. You know, kind of tough to communicate and everything else. But you know, some defensive assignments we could do a little bit better job in. But, you know, some of their guys, you know, they got those guys, you know, Foreman and Hensley and Jotty, and they know how to make plays, and they made a lot of them tonight. So we've got to do a better job adjusting to that. But hats off to them. They had an answer. You know, I think we had them down, 14 at one time, something like that. And, you know, they didn't bat an eye. They just kept plugging away, and they fought through some bad foul trouble as well. And so, yeah, you know, hats off to them. They played a really good game.
Always beneficial to be in games like this when you're going throughout the season, but certainly helps you come out on top of it and gives your guys, I'm sure, some good confidence.
Yeah, you know, we just talked about that too. You know, Coach Tony talked about it's always more fun to learn from, you know, maybe mistakes or things that happened in these games when you win versus, you know, maybe the sour grapes and you got to try to figure out why you didn't win. But I'm sure we'll have plenty of things to look at and try to figure out, you know, the ways to get the ball in the hands of our playmakers where they can, you know, get some space and you know, get downhill a little bit. And I thought we kind of fell in love with the outside shot a little bit too much, you know, to get in the early lead. You know, we kind of went in towards the lane. It wasn't necessarily pounding into the post, but we were attacking the paint, and we scored several that way. So again, you know, like I said, they had guys make plays. We had a bunch of guys make plays. It was a total group effort, so we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of touched on it, but you had some size mismatches there. Did you feel like you made the most of those opportunities?
Yeah, we missed them a couple times that we didn't realize, you know, somebody was smaller, was guarding a bigger guy. And, you know, our guys do a pretty good job in the weight room. They're all football players. And I mean, we talk about a lot of times, you know, a guard goes down to the post to defend, and they just don't really know how to defend the post without fouling because they're not down there very much. And we usually try to post up our guards and have some luck with it. Sometimes we don't, but a lot of times we draw a foul. But, you know, so there's a couple times there where we could have maybe got us more better job of dealing with those mismatches than we did. But
rest up and recover. Coach Wagner will be ready to give you havoc tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll love the fact that we had to go a few extra minutes tonight. So maybe they had a long one against Tri-Center as well. So he'll have them ready. There's very few guys around here who do a better job than Coach Wagner. So we'll have to be at our best.